Settling into the meditation posture. We're simply aware of the body in the sitting posture. Legs crossed, sitting on a cushion, sitting on a chair. Body is still. You can feel that harder surface underneath. And then just aware of that space around the immediate area of the body. Suggesting that bringing your awareness to the area of the face and head, just feeling the sensations of the skin, a broad, relaxed awareness, and then just offering an attitude of acceptance. With this awareness, by acceptance, this may mean dropping any other attitudes which are present. Oftentimes, there's a lot of tension in the area of the face. Sometimes we feel we have to put on faces. There can be a lot of tension created by this. And bringing your mindful awareness just to be aware of the face and allowing it to relax. And around the ears and the back of the head. And offering a relaxed attitude of kind acceptance. And then bring in this awareness to embrace the area of the shoulders. Similarly, there can be quite a bit of tension held in the shoulder area. And with the out-breath, we can relax, consciously relax that area. Just bringing a gentle quality of mindfulness, allowing those shoulders to just be, and bringing your attention into this body. Oftentimes, thinking about what we have to do, who we're going to see, sending the mind out into the past, into the future. Or very much up in the head with concepts, entertainment. So when we're meditating in this way, just really bringing that awareness to rest in the body and giving the body some kind attention. And then embracing the whole upper chest area and the upper arms, broadening that awareness. Face, the head, the ears, the neck, the shoulders, and the chest. The broad field, relaxing. And include the stomach and the abdomen, the lower back. Gentle, knowing awareness. And now include the bottom and the legs, the knees, the feet. Just having a sense of this whole body sitting. Just allowing the mind to be with that body and offering that body awareness, gentle, knowing awareness. Doesn't matter if the body is fat or thin, young or old, healthy or sick, just allowing it to be exactly as it is. And sometimes we can mentally note, make an affirmation, can help the process. Breathing in, I allow this body to be exactly as it is. Breathing out, I accept the experience of this body as it is. And this is just one good way to bring the body into the mind, extract it from various types of concepts, and try to drop perhaps some habitual attitudes of criticism, habits of the way we try to hold the body. We want it to be a particular shape. We want people to think it's attractive. We want it to be young. All of the things that we, the energies that we aim at the body, which aren't acceptance. So just allowing it to be as it is and relaxing into that, the safety of that acceptance. And then gently bringing the awareness to the in and out breaths. Aware of the in breath. Aware of the out breath. Similarly with the breath, just allowing it to be exactly as it is, mindfully aware of natural breaths. And then bringing awareness into the area of the heart, middle of the chest, still aware of the breath, observing the breath in this area, aware of the in-breath, aware of the out-breath. Similarly, bringing with our attention an attitude of acceptance right into the core of the being there, the experience of the body and the mind in the very center. A different kind of energy. Clean, non-critical, non-willful awareness. Awareness imbued with loving kindness. And the loving kindness of gentle acceptance. Just trying to hold that there as an energy. And however it is down there, allowing it to be as it is. Not having to change anything, not having to fix anything, not having to get anything, not having to get rid of anything. Breathing in, aware of the in-breath, the area of the chest, and breathing out, aware of the out-breath. Now very gently, understanding that there's no hurry, we're going to try to generate some warmth, some goodwill, in conjunction with the in and out breath. And we should understand that this isn't a difficult thing, this is just a wish. So we can all offer a kind wish. Breathing in, you can make the wish, may I be well. And breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, wishing sincerely, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. When we make this wish, we're not pushing anything away. Within this quality of loving acceptance, we are adding a kind wish. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Sometimes when we make these wishes, The heart responds with a feeling of warmth, with a sincere wish, may I be well. Some warmth arises in the mind, or a feeling, a pleasant feeling. And as we breathe in, we can allow that feeling to penetrate a little more deeply. Breathing in that feeling right into the heart, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. We allow that warmth to spread, to embrace that whole heart area. Breathing in, may I be well. The warmth of goodwill. Breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. You do have that pleasant feeling, you just take this as your meditation object in conjunction with the breath. You take care of that feeling, you nourish that feeling, and then that allow that feeling to nourish the heart, nourish the mind. And breathing in, may I be well. And breathing out, may I be happy. And if you don't notice any particular feeling, that's okay too. Simply making these wishes is very powerful. It will have a good effect on the mind, setting this intention. Breathing in, wishing with loving kindness, with loving friendliness, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, wishing with loving kindness, with loving friendliness, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, I accept the experience of this body and mind exactly as it is now, with loving kindness. Breathing out, may I be well, may I be happy. Breathing in, I accept the experience of this body and mind exactly as it is now, with loving kindness. Breathing out, may I be well, may I be happy. Now, hopefully having relaxed a little, brightened the mind a little, try to bring your awareness now to the feeling of the breath, dropping for now any thoughts about me or I. Once again, not rejecting, but simply placing the awareness on the breath. Noticing those feelings of the in-breath, the entire in-breath, through the nose, chest and abdomen, and then out the abdomen, chest and nose. Offering this attention, offering this interest, really wanting to know those feelings. We can use buddho, knowing, awake, alert, aware. Breathing in, but, and breathing out, do. Simply knowing the breath as it is, one breath at a time. aware of the in-breath, put, aware of the out-breath, do. Simply knowing the natural feeling of the breath as it is. Breathing in, put, and breathing out, do. Simply knowing the breath as it is, one breath at a time. One in breath, one out breath. We can use buddho, knowing, awake, alert, aware. Breathing in, but, and breathing out, do. Breathing in, put, and breathing out, do. One in breath, one out breath. Just 5 more minutes of the meditation now. Trying to be attentive to that awareness of the breath. And as much as you can, enjoying the meditation, relaxing into the breath. Picking up the breath as a meditation object and putting down everything else. One in breath, one out breath. One in breath, one out breath. In this last minute of the meditation, it can be good to set the intention. First of all, notice if you're experiencing a heightened sense of clarity or peacefulness, what's that like? This is the mind with some sharp mindfulness, which isn't scattered. So we set that intention, may I be able to take some of this clarity, some of this spaciousness into my life. May I take care of my mindfulness. And may that mindfulness help me to live a skillful life, good for myself and good for others. And if you can notice that if it's a pleasant experience, or perhaps sometimes it's not so pleasant, but you might notice a lack of other types of suffering that are sometimes there in the mind, in the heart. So just notice what's it like to not have that heavy feeling or that hot feeling or that busy feeling. What's it like to feel a little bit more spacious? It's good to recognize this before we get up and start walking around. We notice, oh, this is a result of meditation. Really notice that and then really enjoy it. And then we can set the intention, may I meditate a lot, seeing the benefits. May I meditate, developing clarity and enjoying that clarity. And then we understand that generating mindfulness, perhaps a little bit of samadhi, some collectedness, makes a lot of good karma. So you can dedicate that, dedicate merit to someone that you know who may appreciate that. It could be somebody who's died, possibly reborn.